Default mode is to be a God. It's your choice to remain the way you are. The reason why we grow, the reason why we call on to God, is that we attend that place that He has ordained for us. We are not doing it because we don't want to. We are doing it because we have to. You cannot function below that. We function below that. That means you will not assess plenty possibilities that lies in God. So our default mode is a God. But He went down and said that most of us will die as mere men. But that's not the reason why we groan, is that we will not die as mere men. Hallelujah. We can be seated. Your spirit to find expression in our hearts today in the name of Jesus. Today we looked at the spirit of prayer and supplication until we are carried into a spirit. There are plenty things that we will not achieve in God. We looked at men that has been consecrated as a result of the spirit that has been poured on them. We saw that a man cannot actually be conquered if his soul has not been conquered. And if your soul has been conquered, then your generation has been conquered. Another thing that the spirit of prayer and supplication does when it comes is that it brings transformation. As we can see in Luke chapter 9, verse 29. Luke chapter 9, verse 29. And as he prayed, The fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. None, a man has been possessed by a spirit. Now we are looking at the person of Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that as he prayed in the mountain of transfiguration, that his face tore and his clothes tore and his face shone. He was baptized into a spirit, and the resultant effect of that is that his face shone. It happened to a man in the Old Testament, that man is Moses. Moses tarried on the mountain of the Lord for 40 days. And when he came out, men couldn't behold his face. Now, we are trusting God. Some of us have entered that realm whereby you prayed to the extent that when you came out, your face shone. Even when people look at you, they will be marveled. They wouldn't know why. Jesus actually entered into that realm. And if he entered into that realm, that means the possibility is also left for us to enter into that same realm. When Jesus, in the mountain of transfiguration, his face was transformed. Transformation is when you have a complete change of your form. Complete and total change of, there will be an alteration in your form. And that can only be possible if a spirit has been poured upon you. Now, when you are transformed, there are many possibilities that lies for you. If for example, now my face has not shown up, it has not. People have not seen my face and see it shining because of prayer. But there are other things that can happen. People will just look at you as a result of the dealings that you've done in the place of prayer. They will just look at you. They wouldn't know why, but they will start loving Jesus. Transformation has already taken place in your person and in your body. There was a man, pastor said, that they looked at his eye. Someone just looked at his eye and started crying. Did you think that man just carried that reality? No, he betted, a spirit was resting on him, that someone will look at you and the devil, demon will just look at you and cry out and come out. A transformation has happened in your life already. People will just look at you the way you are dressing and say, guy, I love Jesus because of the way you are. It is a transformation. And that is as a result of a spirit that is resting upon you. An alteration has actually happened in your life. Now, when the spirit of prayer comes, it doesn't go just through your physical body. It also goes to every part of you. You will see you. It will even touch your very character. You will see that before, forgiving somebody is a high task for you. But when the spirit has actually rested upon you, when someone actually wronged you very well, you will find out easily you forgive that person. There has been an alteration, transformation. I told you that transformation comes as a result of the spirit of prayer being poured upon you. It's not just that. True, the face of Jesus was altered. There are other things that can be altered in our life as a result of us engaging and being partakers of the spirit of Christ. That spirit of prayer, it comes and alters things in our life. You see, you that doesn't actually love people, you find it very, very easy, because a spirit is powering it. A spirit is actually resting upon it. Without that, you find out that loving someone by your own strength is a hard task. But until a spirit rests upon you, it alters that. It can go as far much to your temperament. People say that, they will mention all the types of temperament. I am this, I am that. What is that before the spirit of the ancient one? You are telling God, the ancient one, the Holy Ghost, that you are a phlegmatic, that you are shy and timid, that he can't take care of that. The Holy Ghost, you've not dealt with him in that spirit of prayer has not rested upon you. It will transform you. If you look at me before, who am I to stand in front of three people? It's not that I'm timid. If it's only timid, it would have been okay. If you say I will come out and talk in front of people, I'll be sweating from head to toe. The one is one. I will have, from there, I'll start having runny stomach till everything has gone. But there's something that can happen to you if a spirit rests upon you. It alters everything. go and bring out any temperament, whatever it is. You've not submitted it to the spirit of prayer. It will break it. It will break it. You see that you are more than who you are. You are saying that then I am yet to see a man that doesn't become, there's something the word of God said in 2 Corinthians 3, we'll still go there. A man that is beholding, really beholding, must surely become. And that's the transformation we are talking about. If you behold Christ, if you behold Jesus long enough, a transformation must come out of it. Because there is a spirit backing him. And that spirit must be transferred to you. And if it's true that the spirit has entered you, you must become that person. The word of God is said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's go there. As we behold, before there are other previous verse we'll look at. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse. We'll start from verse 13. We are talking about transformation. A man that a spirit has rested upon. Transformation takes place. There must be an alteration. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed. Okay, 2 Corinthians verse 13. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remained the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. If truly you are beholding Christ, the word of God said in verse 16, said that the Lord is that spirit. We are talking about the spirit of prayer and supplication. And he said the Lord is that spirit. And wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is access. If truly you are beholding by the spirit, if the spirit is powering your beholding, you must have access. And that access means there must be an alteration in your being. There must be a transformation. A total change, complete change. If you are someone, for the first time you started following Christ, you've been praying for 30 minutes. If truly you are beholding and you have given yourself to the spirit that is powering prayer, you must have been altered. You cannot remain in that state if truly you are beholding. I'm yet to see a man that is beholding and still remain at the same level. It's a lie. If you started out as a small prophet, you are seeing small, small, small. If you behold long enough, a spirit will start powering it and you must increase. You must become, you must rise up. You can't stay at the same level. If you are still at the same level, it's an error. There is something wrong in your beholding. So a transformation comes by a spirit. So as you behold, bear it in mind that transformation must come out of this. I must be altered. If you are not altered, stay there. There is no other option. If you go out of it, then you will come back and start afresh again. Stay there until you are altered. Make sure that you are altered. Your character is altered. Your behavior is altered. Even your face will shine. People will look at you and cry out and say, what is this? Whenever I look at you, I don't know what is happening to me. Whenever you come close to me, I don't know how I'm feeling. Just tell me the secret. You don't have to open your mouth. It's because of what you are carrying. It is a spirit. The Holy Ghost is a reality. Most times you don't have to talk. You carry that spirit. You embody him. When you come out, your words will carry volume. Your eyes will speak volumes. That is as a result of transformation that's taking place in your life. That spirit is the Lord, and wherever he is, there is what? Access. Anytime you come through prayer, whenever you come, we ask you ascend, ascend, ascend. We are not just saying it because it's a verb that we like using. No, it's because it is in the place of ascension that you can actually access. If you don't ascend, you cannot access. You have to come up where it is. The Bible said that they that worship him will worship him in spirit and in what? In truth. So you have to come up to an energy level whereby you can interact with that spirit. If you don't come up to there, that spirit will not rest and you will not access. It is the Holy Ghost. You have to come to his environment so that he will touch you, and you will touch him. And when you come out, you are a changed person. Hallelujah. And there is another thing the spirit of prayer and supplication does to someone. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. Now, are we there? Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus. Now, when Jesus died, and asked the apostles, the disciples, to wait for him in the upper room, they waited until the Holy Ghost sat upon them. Before that, Peter actually went a fishing. He forgot everything that Christ told him and went away and was doing until the Holy Ghost now rested upon. The boldness, I'm telling you what the spirit of prayer and supplication can do to someone. Now, when he came out, there was a boldness that he exuded, that people were just looking at him and were saying, is this not Peter? That Peter that used to... I used to see him in that river catching fish. He's the one bringing out this kind of wisdom. They were marveled, but they didn't know that a spirit has overwhelmed him. Even in his unlearned state, the kind of wisdom he was dishing out, they were like, this in our own time, they would be saying, this man did not even go to primary school, and he is like this. Before, people have known you as someone that doesn't know what, as in whatever comes to your mouth, they won't even take it as anything. They say, Chebi is your word. What can he offer us? But if you submit yourself long enough to that spirit, when you speak, people will be saying, wow, what kind of wisdom is this? God will grant you a wisdom that men cannot gainsay. The wisdom that will come upon you when you speak, it will be like as if they were ascribed that which they told Herod, that it is as if the wisdom of the gods is upon this man. Brother Ugo said it, that Elihu said that there is a spirit in man. If truly that spirit is in you, you will know that as I engage the Holy Ghost, the wisdom I have now cannot be equated with the wisdom I will have in 5 years' time. It cannot be the same. The Holy Ghost is a teacher, and a teacher doesn't stand on one point throughout lifetime. As he teaches you, you have to pass, and you'll be fast with your passing so that you will go over to the next level. He won't allow you to stay on that level. So if you are on 5% wisdom now, engage him long enough, you increase to 10%. That even Jesus, it was said of Jesus, they said that Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom.
A spirit was actually teaching him. A spirit was resting upon him. And he was interacting with that. The reason why we stay on the same spot, on the same level, is that we refuse to interact. There is no result if you don't interact with something that you have. You cannot say, I have my books and you don't read it. Reading your book is like fellowship. You are interacting with your book. You are communicating. You are memorizing anything until you become that book. Some of us get 15 pages and cram it, swallow it, download it, and still be normal. That's how you can get the Holy Ghost. Swallow him and still be normal. You will come out with a wisdom. But you will go. Later when you come out, your classmate will be like, is this not this ordinary card that doesn't used to come out and say anything at all? What is it? They've cornered me and say, come and tell me your secret. Me, I don't know. If I tell them the Holy Ghost, they'll say, I know it's the Holy Ghost. How? You know, sometimes that wisdom you cannot explain. If your wisdom is explainable, then it's not still the wisdom of God. You cannot explain it. Until you enter that spirit will not explain it. So the spirit of prayer, if it lands upon you, communicate with it. Something must come out of it. It might be wisdom. It might be knowledge. It might be anything. Some of us started with fasting 6 to 12. The first day I did 3 days straight. In my second year, Jesus. I was like, if it's like this, me. The first day, I said that if I finish this, I'm not doing it again. Let me just let this thing gently end. Nobody asked me. I went to a program. It was a woman minister. Sometimes when people speak, the thing will shook your heart. Do you somehow? You could now rush out and start something that you don't have capacity for. That was how the woman flogged me up front and center. As in, was like, what are you doing? This blah blah blah. Hey, I rushed out and gave myself 3 days with lectures and everything and night reading. Hey, I started it. To me, I finished it. And when it was my first time, I finished it the fourth day. I wanted to eat. I was rushing to food. I carried one spoon. Bam. I didn't know that my throat has actually gone together. The thing now tore. It tore into pieces. I was feeling the pepper and everything. Say, Jesus, if it's like me, I will not touch anything night and day. If it's not sister, sister, not that, I will not do. Until you stay long in prayer, you will see that a demand will come again and you will do it. Unless you don't want to touch some things. That things you will not touch until you do 3 days straight. It's true. I know 6 to 12 is powerful, very powerful. Sometimes I'll just give myself 6 to 12, 1 week. It's powerful. But there are some things you need to give yourself 3 days before you can lay hold on it. And sometimes demand will be laid on you to go. The reason why we are doing it is so that when we come out, we see truly that Christ has been precipitated in us. You now drip out something. I want to come out. I want a time, and it will not be long when I come out like this. Something will be dripping. Even the smile I will give you like this. Just my smile. You start burning. I'm telling you, you start. You know, God fulfills the desires of. When the Holy Spirit comes and breathes and saw what is in your heart and saw that this thing is also in his heart, he will breathe upon it and you come out with something like that. It will be. If it's possible that someone will look at you. And you cry out and repent. Me, my smile can make someone ask me to lead him or her to Christ. It's very, very possible. I believe in the Holy Ghost. He can do it. It's the convicting power. And if that spirit rests upon you, definitely it's possible. Inside the Holy Ghost is every possibility. Me, I'm not limiting him. It can be the watch you are wearing. I heard that Dr. Paul Energy, that saw a madman touched his car, and got healed. What are we saying? It is a spirit that transfers from his body to his car. And you're telling me that my smile cannot heal somebody. You're lying. Me, I believe it. He can. I'll come there. I might use you as a specimen. No, you have to believe God for the impossible. Anything. If it's the Holy Ghost, unless it's you. If it's you, I will doubt it. But if it's the Holy Ghost, don't doubt it. Someone has actually given, the spirit of the person writing a book. You can be reading a book, someone's writing. When I read Good Morning, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, if you read that book and it did not transform you, then you go and read it again. Pray very well and go and read it again. In someone's book, a spirit rested upon it. That is the spirit of what? Transformation that came as a result of the spirit of prayer and supplication resting on what? On someone. As we behold him, we are changed by that same word, spirit of Christ. We must become as we behold. The very essence of our beholding is that what? We become. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now, Pastor said that when God said, let us come together and make man, he said something about it. Who can remember what he said? Yes, it was actually what? A call for what? Prayer meeting. When you are being thought of that you are going to be made, it was a what? A prayer meeting. When I was reading it, something just, the Holy Ghost dropped something in me. So when God said, let us make man, the Trinity now came together. And the first thing they did was a prayer meeting. That means in our handcrafting, when we are being crafted by God, there's something he said, Bible, the first thing he talked about was a rib that he took out and made a woman. Then I was like, so when we are being made, God actually put in us a prayer shaft. Are you telling me that someone that is praying and was making you, that spirit will not be created inside you? So as you are being created, a prayer shaft was what? Handcrafted into you on a default mode. As Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost and God, we are making you. Inside your body, there is a prayer shaft that is there. On a default mode. Now, and when he made that, the first thing he told man was what? Have what? Dominion. So another essence of the spirit of prayer and supplication is that we might have what? Dominion. On all spheres, total and complete authority. He mentioned the air, the sea, the land, everywhere. Now, as on a different mode, I believe that we all have a shaft of prayer inside us. Now, when the Holy Ghost comes, he doesn't come on an empty space. You know, we are made out of prayer. So when the Holy Ghost comes, he will be looking for that shaft. That is where he will breathe upon. And when he comes, now your interaction will determine whether the shaft will open up or whether the shaft will develop capacity or it will remain what? Dormant. As you interact, I heard when Pastor said that his home broke, You think it is rib that broke. But I believe that he prayed to the extent. Some of us, our own has been changed. You pray to the extent that your own got broken and another one was given to you. Someone that his rib broke, how does he manage to be a human being again? He cannot unless it is changed. If you ask doctors, he cannot. It's changed. Just that he did not know the process that it has been changed. So that shaft that is in you, you interact with this. When the spirit of prayer comes, it will come and touch the likeness, a replica of that. Say, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. When a sound comes from heaven, you know, things that is coming from heaven is like a sound. When it comes and comes to that, it lands upon it like this. And then you will not know what came upon you. Something is moved. Someone said that my heart will burn. It will now burn and you will start praying. And then you develop what capacity? You are expanding it. You are expanding it. Some of us, our own is still very what, small. Because you are not doing business. When we are asked to pray, sometimes I used to wonder, do you think that we are begging? You are begging it because we will benefit from your prayer or what? The Bible said that if you are good, you are doing it for your own good. So if you refuse to pray, with it as if it's nothing. Pastor used to say that there is a place that you will reach in prayer like this, as in you will look at the devil and you will not be anything. Just, I didn't know that it was possible. But just last week, as in I prayed to the extent, I was now daring the devil. I was like, so I didn't even know that you don't have power like this. I was asking him, come me, I will shoot you and swallow you. And he did not come. The devil is doing gra because you refuse to come up. I'm telling you, when pastor says that the devil is not that strong, it's true. Develop capacity and you see that he's not that strong. A default mode of every Christian is to what? Have what? Dominion. But as we read in Psalm 82, say that some will still die as men without having dominion. It's not because God has not crafted it in us to have dominion. It's because we choose to remain on the ground level, never to come up. The spirit will be betting something in you. The spirit will be empowering you, nudging you, do something. You will just refuse. Dominion. Let's talk about our families. There are things that are not working. He said that on the word of God said that the mandate of the Holy Ghost is what? Rule down. But if you come to our families, you see that there are places that the Holy Ghost has not prevailed. There are things the Holy Ghost has not actually touched. It's not like he don't want to. It's not like he's not willing. It's just that we've not engaged him enough. That's why this team is coming up. The spirit of prayer. If it lands on you, you bring. I'm yet to see that. I'm yet. In fact, don't trust any results that you've not prayed about. You are seeing failure. You are seeing disappointment. You are seeing hunger. You are seeing all sort of nonsense, and you've not prayed about it, and you agree to the status quo. You are an error. Don't agree on that result until you pray about it. I'm yet to see the situation. Some will take time, yes, but they must crack. It is a spirit of prayer. Bet on it. Speak on it. It must give way. Don't trust that result that you are having that you've not prayed about. Me, I know. There is something that happened with my final year. God actually showed me that my result, as in I saw it, and I saw my name at the top. I was rejoicing. Suddenly I had But that if you watched where they are placing people's scores, sometimes they will change to first, second. That's how it was changed. My name now came to second. I was like, ha, what is this? And I woke up. I said, I bind you spirit of failure, limitation in the name of Jesus. Ah, just that. Do you know what? It came to pass. I was displaced. I trivialized it. Some of us, our dream, the bad ones, the good ones didn't come to pass because we did not sit on it, on the place of prayer. Had it been, I knew what I knew now, oh my God, it will not happen. It's a lie. Me, I will blind every lecturer that's in that department. It won't happen. I didn't know what I knew now, I'm telling you. And that's why there are some places you have to be. In life, there are some congregation you have to be. Had it been I'm in a place, a sort of place like this, I would have known some realities. I must have interfaced with some things. I wouldn't allow this to happen. How can I see my position and I allow somebody full eye like this with eye open, take it? Me, that is bookworm like that. Oh my. So, there are some things you've seen in the dream. You've seen yourself doing plenty things. You just think that it's 1 hour prayer that will bring it. No, no, no. Stay on it. Stay on it. If it's God that said it, there is something I believe, as in with all my heart. The word of God said that He will bring to pass His counsel. If it is His counsel, He's not that idle that He will come to your dream and start showing you things. So to fulfill or to make you happy and feel good is a lie. When you see it, bet it. Continue on it until you see it come to pass. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for less. It is in the place of dominion that you will take hold. There's something that happened. We talked about it in the spirit of might. Hebrews chapter 11. You know, it is the same spirit. The Bible said in Romans, it is one spirit, the God of all. It is that same spirit of might that is still powering the spirit of prayer. They are not separate spirits. It's still the same thing. There's something that happened to them. Before that, Hebrews chapter 11, that story that we used, the judge and the importunate woman and all that. I saw a woman, apart from the fact that we know men in the place of prayer, but I saw a woman that every circumstance was against. In that place, I was like, where is her relative? Does it mean she's the only one in that family? Even if she's the only one in her husband's family, does it mean there is nobody in her mother's house? But every circumstance was against her. But she did not agree. Oh. Did she agree? She stood up. That every circumstance is against you, is that the reason why you should go and sit down and hide and continue crying? That things are not working out the way you want it. Is that the reason why you would fold your hands? A little sleep, a little slumber. The woman stood. She knew what God has embedded in her. He said, have dominion. There is nothing. She went to the highest man in the country, the judge. Even the judge was still against her. The Bible said he doesn't fear anybody. Even God, he does not regard him. See how the circumstance is against her. But she did not look at it. Though. She looked. All she was seeing is all her properties regained. You are looking at the problem. The money that I don't have. The food that I don't have. The job that I've not gotten. The husband that I've not gotten. That's the only thing. Why not look away and look at the money that is lying in front of you and obtain it? Why not look away from the joblessness and see yourself working in the multi or anything company you want? Why not look away from it? Why not look away from you being someone that is only praying for 30 minutes and see yourself kabashing for 12 hours by yourself? By yourself. No, let's leave physical things. Why not see yourself as Kentry Kuma and press into it? Look away from the small things. Bring your eye out of it. You know, it is the picture you picture that you will become. Picture, remove your eye from mundane things, things that doesn't last. Look at it. If you look at it long enough, your heart will stare. Say, I cannot be like this. Why will I be like this? Has it not happened to you? You are a human being. Why can you, why, how will you like being on the ground every time, every time? Let it scatter you. Let it not be not okay with it. That was what happened to the woman. The woman was, she's an old woman. As in, she's mature. She's free to just manage, eat twice a day and all that and die. She won't lose anything now. But she said, no. You see, this is my property. Though I'm the only one that will gain it. Must have it. JP is mine. People are taking, she's looking at her stuff, her property. People are taking it away. She said, let them there. I don't want anybody's problem. Let me relax. It's a lie. Hey, stand up. It's your own. The devil is koro taking away your health, snatching it. Every day you'll be taking drugs. He's snatching away your health. You're saying, I'm AA. They say that AA always have malaria. Devil is snatching away your health. Hey, take it as in, do not be relaxed. The Bible says have dominion even in your health. When pastor used to say that he has not taken drugs for 10 years, me, I want to enter there. I don't even like the kind drug, ma. But sometimes you'll be so strong. I'll tell the truth, I'll take it. But I want to come to that point. Or at least, I might take drugs just once a year. I'm coming up. Once a year, is it bad? I'm starting from somewhere now. There will reach a time I wouldn't even know where to draw. If you bring paracetamol, I'll think it's normal vitamin C. I'll lick it and pass. So the woman saw, even in a helpless situation all around, she said, no, I must obtain that which is mine. She continued. It's a prayer session. You thought she's just going to the man like that. She would sit down in the night like Elijah, put her head on her knee and do maybe 6 hours and come out in the morning like a human being and knock. The door will be closed. She will go back and say, me, you think there are some things you will do, devil will just close the door. He say, let me leave it. But you know how you can weary the devil? If he closes the door, bang on it. If he saw her, use Monday hammer. That's what we call it. Smack it down. There is something they call smack down. You smack it down, it will burst open. The devil will just give up. There are sometimes, just take this for an instance. You started fasting and prayer. You plan to do it 7 days. On the third day, devil will come with sickness. He's planning for you to give up and give excuse. Aye. I'm not feeling fine. You understand? Hey God, I will do it though. Let me get better. I will do it. The devil will say, yes. You're not feeling fine, Shebi. Touch your neck. You will touch it. You go and relax and sleep. Hey, he will just relax. Say, I've gotten this. You know, the devil is very subtle though. You don't know. There, maybe something is already lined up for you. That's one small mistake. We just truncate it. Bam. You go and start afresh. It's very wicked. You wouldn't know until your eye is open. If I'm praying, I'm strong throughout. I wouldn't bother much. But whenever I start praying for something, and the devil comes with sickness, my God. If I'm wearing one sock, I'll wear three. Because I know something heavy is at the end of it. It seems as if the devil is more, his eye is more open than us and sharper than us. He sees, like, before we can see it, it has already happened. You will now start blaming God and you will start afresh. God will show mercy. You will still obtain it, but he will end up delaying us. We are going to obtain this night though. When we are reading, there is one thing I loved in that Hebrews chapter 11. Let's just go there before we close. We don't have much time. We are closing by 7.
Hebrews chapter 11. That's the last place we need. If you are there, please help me. I'm still. 11 verse 33. Okay. Who through faith subdued kingdoms. I told you that the same spirit that is powering faith is the same spirit that is what? Powering what? The prayer and what? Supplication. Let's see what we can actually achieve by dominion. They say they subdued what? Kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. A man that is struggling with sin is a man that is not helped. If there is a spirit that is resting upon you, if you are being addicted now, if you interact long enough, the spirit of righteousness will be bettered. You cannot remain in that state. You cannot. They say that unless you don't want to come out of it, there is a spirit. Pastor said in pressing tongues, you should grow back. If you grow back, you know what happened to Samson? They tied this thing, tied it. But when the strength came, it's like he's growing back, like this thing we're doing back, and all, they all broke. If you grow back, there are things, even they will break. It's just that you've not grown enough capacity that you enlarge. If you are thin like this, then you start growing fat, there are clothes that will not enter you. It's still the same thing in the spirit. If you grow capacity, there are things that cannot be together with that spirit. You must go. On a default mode, it will leave. It's just that you have to grow capacity. Now they say that what I want to point there is some women received their dead back to life. Some women received their dead back to what? To life. There are circumstances that you've concluded about, but you are going to now receive it what? Back to life. You are going to lay hold and what? Obtain. The mandate is what? Rule and have what? Dominion. Why will you allow the devil to continue tormenting you? In the dream, some of us, you wake up shouting like this. How many times how will you continue like that? Every time we will be afraid just to sleep. When will you continue like that? You have to what? Obtain. There are things God has said about you. You have to lay hold on it. Insist. It is only men that insisted that got something out of it. If you don't insist, you will take anything. Anything that comes your way, you will grab it, because you do not insist on that which God has said. Women received their word dead back to life because the spirit was rested upon them. They said no, even if there is, this situation is dead and gone and forgotten, but I say no, that indeed there is a life powering spirit that can go even into the land of the dead and breathe life into that which is dead. It is the Holy Ghost. Me, I don't know the situation that you think that is impossible. I don't know the man, the brother, or the sister that you've concluded about that cannot receive Christ. It's a lie. You've not actually brought that person in the altar of prayer. Do incense on his head. People do psalms. You do incense on that person's head. You will not know, that person will not know what is happening. You don't know what happened to Esther. You think it's just a normal affair. She's just a woman that just got married. For crying out loud, she should enjoy her husband. They now ask her to go and start fasting and praying for 3 days. But that's the only solution. If a woman that is in her honeymoon can leave it and go in the place of prayer, what about you? It's just that's the only way that you can obtain. You can't just sleep and think that things will just fold out. If you are waiting for things to fold out on its own, you are joking. You are joking again. Life is very serious and wicked. If you are allowing, okay, let things come and work out on its own, life is life. Like, I accept it. Okay, you accept me. I will not accept life as it comes. Me, I dictate what life will give me. I stay.
I found a secret, and that secret is prayer. Especially when there is a spirit powering it. If it comes upon you, the Bible said that there is wind in their wings. Have you ever prayed? You feel like you are floating. That time, no, it seems that everything is what? Possible. That is it. That's why you are asked to. There is a point, energy level you will reach. Whatever you say then will happen. It will happen. That's why whenever you pray, don't just do it because you feel like doing it. Touch something so that you will become that thing. In the next 5 minutes, can you just obtain one thing from God? Can you just say no? David was a man that was sick and is eaten by worm. But he said, even though he slay me, in a worm-eating state, his body is already decaying. But he did not give up. You that is hell and head, why are you giving up? What is that situation that is beyond God? Can you obtain? There are women that insisted, and they received their death back to life. Cry with the desperation. Me, I believe God. I believe God for a miracle this night. Hey! Shaka Bataya! Hey, Kabadesh! Obtain! From the throne of mercy. Shaitan Bedesh! Kababalataya! Obtain! Don't settle for less! There is much more in God. When God created a shaft in you, in it lies every possibility. Hey! By God, Talebede! Bakalatadada! Kaba! I will not settle! There is that which is in the heart of God. We are of them that believe. Hey, Baba, I go believe. He can't touch you anymore. Obtain. Baba, da ba 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 ba. Kai kombre da barata. Bako da da da. Kada kwa da da. Da kada da da. Kada da da. Kada da da. Da 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 da. Da da kada da kada da da. Ka ba ba ba. Da 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 If you agree, the Satan will agree for you. Shaya meta, atale kota. Me, I don't agree. It is not the counsel of the Lord. I don't.
Of incense for pastor, that the grace and favor of God rest upon him mightily. Raise a prayer for pastor that he grew in exceptional wisdom, that a grace and favor with men and God, that the doors of the gospel will be opened up to him. He will become Hephzibah. Hey! There is such a thing as the spirit of favor. Come on there. Bomba de Shabada. Shai kombedede. Ay kobada. Betetete kambre kobelatai. Come on, let's go, brothers. Come on, let's go.